Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Bill Treasurer is here. Bill is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 10 years. He's the founder and chief executive officer, chief encouragement officer, too, at Giant Leap Consulting. He's the author of a number of books on leadership, including Courage Goes to Work, Right Risk, and Leadership Opens Doors, and maybe a new one out there that I don't have in front of me. Bill Treasurer, welcome back to the show.
Well, I know that part of your segment last time dealt with customer service and saying thank you, so let me start off by saying thank you, Jim. It's good to be back.
It's good to have you back. Does it ever amaze you how often you lay your money down on the barrel head and no one, and not only that, did not say thank you, they don't even look at you?
Oh, I'll tell you, I've you know, now that I'm 52, I wear glasses, and there's a glasses place here where I got them in Asheville, and they treat you like you know that you're somehow you're dirty filth versus being a customer. I mean, some people they just poor customer treatment. It's amazing they make any money at all.
How about this, Bill? They give you the stuff, you give them your money, and you say thank you first. And then they incredibly say, "No problem."
Yes, exactly. This is
what
a sad
what?
State.
How is it that the company makes a sale, probably a nice one, and the last response from the company is, "No problem," as if we don't mind that you interrupted us too much.
Yeah, to give us your money today. No.
Yeah.
Oh, it's terrible.
How have we gotten... Bill, where's the leadership?
I wish I knew.
There isn't any, is there?
No, it's a sad state of affairs when you are no problem versus a simple thank you. And boy, what a thank you. It can go such a long way to building loyalty
between
you and them.
This is part of leadership, folks. This is if you don't know for sure that your people are saying thank you, then you're not, you know, you've got to step up and be a leader and fix that. One of the things I know you want to talk about today, Bill, is you've been working with a baseball team. I'll get you to tell us about it in a second. And so a lot of your perspectives these days have baseball metaphors, don't they?
Well, this time of year, it's we're right in the middle of baseball season, and at spring training this year, I was called out by the Pittsburgh Pirates, and it was almost like they put me through spring training before they would bring me up to the majors and let me work with the major coaches. But I went down to spring training and got to work with the minor league teams, and then the minor league coaches, and then it was my big day. Then they called me up to the majors, and I got to work with the Pittsburgh Pirate coaches. Sharing some thoughts and insight about leadership, and I thought I would share some of those today, talking about fouls and strikes, the things that you shouldn't do and the things you should do relative to leadership.
All right, give us an example. And are we going to get indefinite fouls and three strikes? How does that work?
Oh, well, I have four fouls, but if we have time for four fouls and three strikes, we could do that. So the first foul is, and part of this is based on just my experience over a long period of time in the area of leadership development. I've been doing, I've had my business now for 12 years, and I've been in the study and practice of leadership for over 20 years, did my thesis on leadership and such. I think the very first foul is confusing social dominance with leadership. Sometimes we think that the loudest person in the room is the leader in the room, and I think that's a mistake. Just because a person is over-dominant from a social perspective and that they speak the loudest and even sometimes with the most confidence doesn't
aggression
mean that they're the actual leader.
Aggression does not manifest necessarily as leadership.
No, it's not a one-for-one translation, just because a person is socially dominant that they are going to be the leader. They can help you move things forward. They might be able to be the mouthpiece for the leader, and very often not. Sometimes they're just the most intimidating person in the room, and so people mm-hmm. follow them just because they're sheerly intimidating. But it doesn't translate one-for-one for leadership. And Jim Collins showed in Good to Great that a lot of times, it's the non-charismatic leader. It's the introverted right. leader that has a lot of influence. So confusing this idea of social dominance for leadership.
But leaders have to lead.
Absolutely.
You can't be such a wallflower. I mean, if you're going to be a leader, you can't hide that under a bushel.
Absolutely. I say leadership has more to do with decisiveness than dominance. And it's the willingness to make tough decisions and then stick through them and withstand the turbulence you get when you make a tough decision. But being the one that points the finger in the face of others doesn't necessarily make a person a leader.
And the last thing I'll say about that is being a leader, there's no part of leadership that looks like passive-aggressive.
Exactly. And, you know, I recently came into this awareness that, you know, I'm not so sure there's something called passive aggressive. It's really just concealed aggression. It's mm-hmm. not passive. It's mm-hmm. just that, they cloak the aggression, but it is still mm-hmm. aggression. So this idea of concealed aggression may be more dangerous than this
right.
idea of passive aggressive. So number one is confusing social dominance with leadership. Find out how to be decisive and not just dominant. The second foul would be over-focusing on the ends and under-focusing on the means. A lot of times I think leaders get really fixated on results. I got to get these results. And then we
boy,
start
that's
to
the way the, that's the way the marketplace is operating these days.
Oh, boy, especially on Wall Street for sure.
Yep.
You know, and it's a shame. You and I know most businesses in the United States are family-owned businesses and are privately held.
Yep.
And you've got so much of a long-term view and such a higher sense of ownership when you've got the long-term.
And human beings matter out here on Main Street.
And that is the means, right? So over-focusing on, I've got to get the next quarter's results, is dangerous for anybody's decision-making and judgment. And we start moving towards the, we start putting our efforts in a way that now starts to become terse in our treatment of people. And
mm-hmm.
so under-focusing on the means, and really the means to getting the results you want, it's like the goose with the golden egg, is to treat the goose well and the ends will come. So start
right.
focusing on the means, not just the ends.
Hey, Bill, give us your website quickly, please.
LeadersOpenDoors.com.
All right, check it out. Bill Treasurer. And I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.